Joker's Wild is brought to you by...
Everybody sings!
Send your mama straight up to the stove. Tell that bitch to bring home a bake-o.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience. I can't play these video games.
I won't win the game until it dies play.
I can't play these video games.
Games are more interesting than radio.
Welcome to the show! Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode number 60. I'm C4.
And I'm Kovar.
And let's see, we've got some pretty big news actually this week. Like, really good actual big news, too. We are going to be streamed on Ranch Radio from now on Saturdays at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Which is really cool.
That is awesome. Hopefully that's going to open, you know, the doors to a lot of new listeners and stuff, a lot of more people, you know, that are going to get to hear the show and hopefully participate with the rest of you that are currently listeners on the forums and in IRC and whatnot. It's going to last an hour and a half, because I know we've tried and tried and tried to keep it to an hour, and it never happens.
Even when we have dick to say.
I know, that's the worst part. Somehow we can drag it on for 2 hours, but I know 90 minutes is plenty of time to say, you know, what we have to say and do a decent show, and I hope this works out really well for us and Rant Radio. This should go pretty well. So look forward to that. What this is going to mean for those of you that have been downloading the show currently, nothing has changed. Don't worry about it. It's going to be on the site. It's going to be posted after it airs on Rant Radio. That's the only thing about it, though. So you might have to wait a little while. You know, it's going to be Saturdays at 3:30, so it's going to be probably Saturday night when I get back from work that I can go ahead and post it on the site. Because, you know, this came up in IRC, and we had a few people a little worried about it. Oh, am I going to be able to download the show? Etc. So, if I wouldn't have said anything...
Is that an agreement we made with Rant Radio?
No, but I think that's probably how they want it. Rather than me put it up on the site and then they broadcast it later. I mean, that just almost kind of defeats the whole purpose. So, I assumed, you know, putting it up after the broadcast is the way to go anyway. That way we've got, you know, those that listen, so they get the listeners and whatnot, and then they can come download it if they want. It's not like we have anything good to say anyway.
Right.
So it's not like you're, you know, sitting there, you know, Wednesday afternoon going, post the show! So.
Well, yeah. It'll just change days, and it'll be once a week still. And
exactly, yeah. We're going to end up having to record on the same days. It's just going to be like a day later than you're probably used to getting it. And as it is, it takes me a couple days to put together. It's usually Friday night, Saturday that I get it up there anyway.
Right.
So it's not like I'm slacking any more than I was before. It's just that, you know, those are the days. In fact, we tried to figure out a good day, and it was like I told him, you know, I actually talked to Smokehouse. He said, you know, whatever day, time, you know, that we can schedule it in there. And it was, like, kind of up to me about how long it takes me to edit it. It takes me days sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't take me so long. But Saturday was the day we agreed on. It seemed like the best day for everybody. And 3:30 p.m. here, though. So thank God he knew the times, because, you know, I just woke up and was kind of, like, retarded and, like, forgot all about the whole time zone thing. Because that's going to be, you know, like, 6:30 at night over there.
Right.
And I was thinking that would be fine over here, but that would be, like, hella too late over there for a lot of people. That's that. So look forward to that. Next week should be the first week that happens, actually. Not this week, because this would have been
Not this show.
Yeah, not this one, because this would have been this Saturday's show. It's going to be the one that we do next week. It's going to be the first one on Rant Radio. So, moving on to game-related stuff. Actually, no, there's one more thing I did want to mention since we're talking about the show itself and whatnot. Don't forget, there is a forum on the site that you can go to and talk to, you know, some of the other listeners, and I'm on there, you know, quite a bit. And
I should be more than I am.
Well, everybody should. I would like it if everybody was there more than they are, just because, you know, that way we would have a little bit more participation, a little bit more activity. And some people are trying, and Fuchikoma X actually has some awesome posts on there. If you go there, he's got pictures taken from, like, the Tokyo Game Show and all this crazy bullshit in Japan. The kind of stuff that most of us really dig. Yeah, that is dope. And it's a lot of stuff that, you know, most of us dig anyway. So just looking at this stuff is cool. But he's got one on there, too, that says, in the picture that he shot, you can see where at the booth it says, no photographs. It's great. You know, so that's definitely worth checking out if you haven't spent any time on the forum yet. You can get there from the front page. And IRC, we've been mentioning that a lot on the show lately, only because a lot happens during the week. See, look, Cushion just dropped into the IRC channel right there. See? And
it's been getting a little better in the chat room.
It has, it has. It, IRC. This isn't AOL. This
right,
is.
Right.
Yeah, it actually has been picking up quite a bit, which is good. You know, a lot more people talking and whatnot. Not everybody's playing nice and getting along very well, but, you know.
That's half the fun sometimes.
Exactly, yeah. This is the internet anyway, you know. So, everybody's a retard. So. Okay, something to think about, though. To get on the IRC, if you don't know anything about IRC, you can download any one of the, you know, random IRC clients out there, pop it into Google, and you can pull it up. One of the popular ones for Windows is Mirc, M-I-R-C. Mm-hmm. The one I prefer is XChat, which used to be free. They charge for the Windows version now, which I don't like very much, so I'm still using the old version.
Just recently, yeah.
Yeah, just the latest version of it, so. But, you know, I mean, it's still no difference than, like, the Mirc license, the MIRC license, so. Whatever. In any case, you can just click on, we have links all over the site now, like, on the bottom right-hand corner of all the pages, it's got something you can click if you have either one of those installed. Mm. And it will take you right into the channel, so if, you know, you had a little trouble trying to get in before, it's actually pretty easy now that I have, like, those clickable links on the site. That helps an awful lot. Something else big that happened this week. Oh, it's like not really. Oh, it's like a whole other thing. It'll paste them together when I save them. Something else big that happened this week was the October 2004 issue of Playboy came out. Remember that we talked about
it? I'm disappointed in that so much.
Yeah? It was pretty weak, wasn't it?
I was expecting it to be a lot more than it was.
Yeah, it ended up being like what? Like two pictures?
And one of them I didn't even know who the hell she was.
Somebody from the new Leisure Suit Larry game.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. They did have some, like one of the girls from Mortal Kombat. But it's not like they were like huge things. What I was expecting like a nice like art thing.
Right.
Like 5-6 pages of like, you know, really well-drawn stuff. Because I know they weren't all going to go topless or whatever. It was supposed to be Blood Rain and somebody else. And the rest were just going to be there. And I thought it would have been cool if they had, like, full-page just, like, shots of them, you know. Which would have been awesome, but it's not. It's, like, a two-page article with, like, a fold-out and the one page with Blood Rain on it. It's pretty weak. It still was, I don't know, had something interesting, you know, I mean, to say, but
it was still cool that it happened, but
yeah, that's it.
It was less than I expected it to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had, I don't remember if I told the story that I actually tried. I went to the 7-Eleven and I asked the guy if they had a Playboy there, and the guy was like, "No, we don't have." I mean, this is rough for me. I've never done it, so I was like, "Okay, I gotta get this. I just gotta have it, just to have it." You know, this is gonna be something I'm gonna want in a few years. I'm gonna say, "Look, you know, no, they had video games in this, issue." Mm-hmm. And I asked the guy. I happened to be awake at like 2 o'clock at night. You know, needed a soda. Went over there, and the guy, and they had all kinds of porn magazines there for days. Until this month, I went over there. Remember, the new owners took over the 7-Eleven, and I went over there, and they don't have any more at all. He's like, "Yeah, everybody thinks this place was a library. They were just coming in and reading them and putting them back on the shelf and stuff." And I was like, "Oh, huh. God damn it!" You know,
that's why you keep it behind the counter.
Yeah, no, I know. The one damn time ever needed to buy some crap like that, they stopped carrying it. So then I look like a real fucknut, you know? And I'm like, yeah. Then tried to cover for myself and explain the whole reasoning behind it, which was the wrong thing to do. And then this guy is just standing there while I'm explaining that because it's got video game characters in it. Now you can imagine what's going through this guy's head. All right, sicko, get the hell out of my 7-Eleven. That was pretty bad. Yeah, that was pretty bad. But I was expecting some high-quality scans of it or something to float around online anywhere, and I didn't see anything. And somebody actually sent us the scans, which some, you know, like everybody in IRC got the pack of the scans from the guy who sent them, and he had a really good story too. Unfortunately, I didn't print out the email, but when he said like, "Well, needless to say, there's one store in the mall I could never go into again." Yeah, it was a pretty good story in his trip out there too. And yeah. I guess the chick at the counter, the chick of all things at the counter, a girl.
Right.
Could you imagine? I mean, no way. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Ah, no big deal.
I'm a pansy. It just seems so strange, though. Like, I don't know. In any case, today we did notice that X-Men Legends 4, all three consoles, is out. a game that we've talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
That I was, and still am, actually, very excited to play.
I was thinking about buying it, but I had to save some money.
Yeah, I don't know, $49 just seemed like... I got three games just like it right now.
Yeah.
You know, Baldur's Gates, and the Champions of Norrath, and the Heroes, and all that stuff. So, I don't need it at this point in time right now, but I'm going to rent it if at all possible. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because I definitely want to check it. It might be that good, though. It might be that good. I didn't know it was out so soon, either. I thought we had some time to wait.
Yeah, I think so. I thought so, too.
Yeah, so I was very happy about that. And Gradius 5 came out, which I can't find anywhere in town, and I'm freaking out. It's only, I think it's $30. That's it. And for a game like that, you can't go wrong. I mean, if you've played R-Type Final, Contra Shattered Soldier, and you like that kind of stuff, this is, you know, Gradius is, you know what Gradius is. You know, yeah. I mean, it's just that good. And for $30 on a new console, like, you know, a current gen one, pretty awesome. So something to look, you know, look around for. Those two games, if you were interested, they are out. It's just a little hard getting a hold of them at this point in time. I'm sure by the time you hear this, it's going to be all over the place.
It could just be where we are, too.
Absolutely.
The game no zone here.
Yeah, I know. If it doesn't involve losing money and then winning money back, they don't carry it in this state. Okay. The huge news for this week, though, was the announcement of the PS2. That's PSTWO.
Right.
Like, they redesigned the PS1. I guess it's supposed to be $149.99.
I heard they weren't dropping the price of it, though.
That's what I heard, too, but then I was reading the article, and this is, like, according to Sony, they're going to shoot for a November 1st release date here in the U.S., and November 3rd in Japan. Ha ha, take that!
Really? We're supposed to get it first?
By 2 days. I don't understand how the hell that works, yeah. They're probably, like, crappier ones. They want to let them buy up all the good ones first or something. I don't know. Ship us all of our new ones back, and then we'll send you these crap ones. Who knows? But the thing is, like...
This is good. I like this if they're actually lowering the price, because that means Xbox is going to, too. And then, you know, I can go pick one up.
According to my sister, Best Buy has Xbox for $150 this week, because she bought hers last week for $180, and she was pissed that it was $150 this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell her to go back.
She called me to ask me if she can go back, and I told her, I think. I'm not customer service.
I did the same thing with the GameCube. I bought it right before it dropped.
Oh, $100, yeah.
And I went back and said, hey, can I, like, get my money?
Yeah, that's nice.
And they're all, yeah, cool.
Nice.
And it was like a week, even.
Yeah, it probably falls under the 14-day rule.
Yeah.
Because that's, if it's broken anyway, you can bring it back for 14 days. So, anyway. Yeah, I don't know. This thing's, it's pretty small. We actually have pictures of it. We'll post them up on the side.
It's way small. Basically, the biggest thing is it's missing that whole second, like, rectangle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
With the fan in it and
stuff? Yeah, it's as if almost they just cut that off completely. And it's even smaller than that, though.
Right, but not by a whole lot.
No. Actually, we have the measurements. Look at this. I took damn good notes. 7.8 centimeters on the old one. The new one's 2.8 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
At less than half the thickness of the damn thing.
And half the weight.
And it's shorter. Yeah, and half the weight. And it's shorter, too. It's a little bit shorter. It almost looks like some kind of cutesy little toy, though. Like weird, though. It doesn't look all burly, like this monolith of power, you know? It's just like this little box now. And the screen, the pictures of it, it's flip-top. There's no tray. It's flip-top. Like, you push a button and it pops open like the original PlayStation. And you put the disc down in it and then you close the lid. You don't push a button and a tray comes out to accept the disc.
Wow.
Which I think is so cheeseball. I don't like it. I think it just seems kind of cheesy. I don't know. I've gotten kind of used to the let us show you how sophisticated we can be kind of console, you know? Packing in a network card and a hard drive and all this crap, you know? I don't know. I just think it looks kind of cheesy. Like, your Dreamcast doesn't quite, like, seem as advanced technology-wise as, say, an Xbox or an original PlayStation 2. Because I gotta pop the top open, it doesn't look all sleek. And, I don't know. In any case, it also has a network card built in. So you don't have to go out and buy the network adapter, which is good, because here I am looking at buying the network adapter now. And the one thing I couldn't figure out, looking at the screenshots, I couldn't blow them up any bigger to see what I was looking for on it. But in the spec list, it listed an RJ11 port, which is the phone line. And I didn't see it in the screenshot, or the pictures of it. The pictures they had were pretty detailed, and I couldn't find it on there.
Why would you need a phone line?
I have no idea. I guess
it's broadband only, isn't it?
I guess. No, it's not. Don't they have two? I never used it online, so I don't know.
Xbox is broadband only.
Xbox is. I wasn't sure if the PlayStation had them both or
it
what.
It should be.
Yeah, exactly. It should be. So I kind of assumed it was, but I guess not. I guess it's not. So I guess that would explain it. But I didn't see it on the pictures of the thing. I wasn't looking ultra hard, but I mean, I kind of, you know, really was looking for it, but I couldn't blow the picture up to see it any clearer. Right. So that kind of sucked. But $150 in August. So if you were thinking about buying a PS2,
might as well wait.
Might as well wait. I know actually two people that were thinking about buying a PS2 for the last month, and after I told them this, they were like, well, looks like I get to wait a little bit longer, but save, you know, $30, so.
You'll wait too long, though, and the next gen will be coming out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty soon.
Probably another year, but that's a long time, you know.
Not that long.
It isn't that long, and I'm kind of excited, because you know what? I have never been able to be the guy that's in that line in the morning at 6 o'clock when the doors open, you know, on release day. I've never been able to be that guy. I've either not had any money for it, or at the time, just wasn't into console games. You know, because it kind of comes and goes for me.
Right.
So there was, you know, like, periods of time where it just didn't matter to me at all. I just didn't care. And then when, like, I remember the PlayStation 2 release, you know, and it's like I went home and I didn't care, you know. And then I remember reading about it in Japan, people getting mugged and shit when they're leaving the stores, you know, for their PlayStation. And it was like, wow, that's cool, you know. And then I remember, the biggest one I remember was the Xbox release. Because, well, like, it was recent, but I remember actually interested in this thing. And not being a part of it, but then hanging out on forums where people were posting screen or pictures of their new Xbox, you know. And at the time, it was the Hard forums over at Hard OCP. A lot of you guys probably go there for hardware reviews and news and stuff. And the forums they used to have there, they were pretty dope. But they had, I remember when the Xbox, man, they had all these guys had it, and it was just cool because there's like five games out, you know, or however many games, and then everybody bought like a different game, or everybody only got two of the games, or whatever. And then they turn their lights off in their house, fire up Halo, and take a picture and post it on the forum. And there I was sitting at home going, God, I wish I had some money. I want to play this damn thing, you know. So that was really, really cool. But I'm like excited because now I'm set up to do it. I can be that guy.
Which one are you going for first?
Whichever comes out first. I have to have them all. There's no matter what, I've got to end up buying them all because they all end up having some good games that are worth it.
Yeah.
You know, and truth be told, it makes it a whole lot easier to do the show.
Xbox is shooting to be first, aren't they? Microsoft is?
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know how well that's going to go over for them, though. I mean,
one of the things they have, one of the only things that they really have going for them is being the burliest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like the reputation they've built for themselves, and if they go first, they're going to be the weakest, like PS2 is right now.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know how that's going to go over. I mean, of course, it all depends on their hardware. I mean, they might have just some awesome computer hardware in there, you know, that works out pretty well, but I guess we'll see. We'll find out. Either way, I have to own all this crap. I just like it. Don't you remember getting, like, opening a new console? When the hell was the last time that happened?
My Nintendo GameCube.
Right, yeah. Same here. That was the last one I got. And it wasn't quite as special because it was $100 and it's been out for days and you knew all about it and you'd seen it. But when it's brand new and nobody knows about it yet, like okay, the Nintendo 64.
Oh.
I remember that like it was yesterday. That was a moment.
I got the last one in Northern Nevada. I am totally convinced.
I don't know. You might have fought my sister for that one. Because she looked everywhere and couldn't find one and finally stumbled across one over at our favorite store, so. Over at Shopko over there.
Right. Remember that where the JCPenney thing is now next to Best Buy?
It used to be
some kind of warehouse store.
Yeah, yeah, like micro something or...
Something or other. They have one left. This totally... I mean, who thinks to go to something like that? It was like a furniture store and stuff like that. It was like a Macy's.
Whoa. And they actually had one there.
Yeah.
See, that was a special feeling, and it's been too long since I've had that special feeling.
But then, it had to go in the closet. I was there with my dad when he bought it, but it was a Christmas present. Because we had gone for Thanksgiving somewhere to get it. Uh-huh. Really for Thanksgiving dinner and went out with my family. When I got back, my dad's all, look, I've been looking this whole time for a Nintendo, and I cannot find one. We're going to look at a couple places while we're here in Reno that are just out of the blue, but don't expect much. And I was like, oh. And the last place we went to had it, and he's like, We got home and he threw it in the closet. He's all right. We'll see you at Christmas.
Oh, no. That's rough.
Like a month and a half I had to sit there and stare at that closet. Rough.
Mine was a birthday present, actually, from my sister. She told me she was going to go try to find one, and I didn't know if it was possible because they were just gone everywhere. And see, I was in Sacramento at the time, and she was here in Reno. And it was just like, they're nowhere to be found. But I remember opening the door and seeing it sitting there just going, yes! Stayed up that whole night playing Super Mario World, or Mario 64, and just didn't need sleep. I mean, you know, you just got that high from like, oh my god, nobody's seen this. And it was tripping me out, because like, here's Mario in 3D, you know, and they did such a good, faithful job to Mario in 2D, that it was like, mind-blowing. It was kind of screwing with my head, because I would hear some music, and I'm like, this is the music for World 1 and 2. I'm underground! Oh my god, this is cool! It was, god, that was a special feeling, and I missed that special feeling, you know? You don't quite get that feeling when you rush out and you're trying to buy the console for cheap, you know, and it's already been out for a year or two. Like, with the Dreamcast, I didn't get mine until a little bit later also, and it just didn't have that special feeling. It was all of a sudden that, oh, I gotta run out and go get one of these things, because there's a couple games I want on it, you know, and that's gonna be that. Even with my PlayStation, it was just like, I saw Suikoden 3 at Wolf's house and was like, alright, I gotta go buy this thing for this game. Just because this game it looks that much fun, and it was awesome, but I just kinda like ran down there, picked it up, went home, and it was like no big deal, because it's already been out for a long time, and I'd already used one multiple times, you know, so.
Right.
I missed that feeling. Other new gaming stuff. We do have the Nintendo DS coming out soon. And the most amazing thing about Nintendo's little information they released here on this is the price. You see that?
$150.
$150. I don't see how on earth this thing is not gonna just make everybody want to buy one. For so cheap? I mean, you're looking at $150 to everybody who's already shelled out $100 for a Game Boy Advance. It plays Game Boy Advance games, so, you know, there's nothing wrong with the thing, and it's gonna be, you know, it's, we know they're not gonna stop the Game Boy Advance, so they say, you know, production of games. It doesn't look like showing any signs of slowing down at this moment. But, I don't know. I'm still not too excited about the thing. I don't
especially
know why.
It's going to be the same price as the PS2.
Yeah, huh. But you know, there's something to be said for portability, though. You know, it's nice to be able to play some pretty awesome games while on the go. Not that I go anywhere anymore, so
yeah, well,
that's my problem.
Where do you go that you can play games while you're going?
Between the car and my front door, there's no games in there.
Yeah.
See? So that void needs to be filled somehow. Which is what, actually, I usually carry a magazine with me for. So, every now and again, I'm stuck at a stoplight.
Yeah.
Gotta read a magazine. But they're saying $149.99 in November.
Supposed to come out here again first?
November 21st. JP only this one, motherfuckers. December 2nd for Japan.
What's going on?
I don't know. That is really, really bizarre. I don't know why. And when I first read this, I actually had a thought. My thought was, they release it here first and see how well it goes, and if it sucks ass, they just don't even worry about the Japanese release.
That's not a time, though. That's not enough time to see.
November 21st to December 2nd, that's more time than the PS2 gives, though.
Right.
But yeah, I know, this is a whole new thing.
This actually got kind of has me baffled.
I was very shocked when I saw that.
Both the PS2 and the DS are supposed to come out here
first. The PS2 is within, 2 days, so...
We usually don't get things months until months after they do.
That's true. I don't know. I have no idea why. And I probably because all this crap is like assembled in Mexico and it's so close to us that it just gets shipped quicker.
Right.
I know it doesn't add up. I couldn't figure it out either. December 2nd, 15,000 yen in Japan, and first quarter of 2005 in Europe and Australia. Nintendo, this is something very interesting about the launch of this thing. Nintendo is spending, and I don't know if this is only because, you know, of inflation, but I suspect it's not. This is their biggest launch. $40 million they're spending on the launch of the DS. And I don't think that's because of inflation, I think it's because they're kind of worried. They need to hype the shit out of this thing, because everybody knows the PSP's coming. You know? They need to have a strong thing.
Well, they're actually sending a game with it. I don't remember the last
demo.
Time. Oh, it's a demo.
It's a demo.
I was going to say, I don't remember the last time I bought a console that came with a game.
I know, huh?
They
remember
used to.
Those special days?
They used to.
Yeah. Yeah, now you have to wait, like, for, like, the second year the thing is out.
And even then, not very often.
Yeah, That's true. Your PlayStation doesn't... Well, they did have one that came with the game, though. They had a PlayStation Pack that came with the game.
Well, right. My PlayStation came with two games, which is because I bought it at Costco.
Yeah. And it came with... I saw that pack. They had that pack at Best Buy, too. I saw it. Yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
The Jack 2 and Gran Turismo.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, they had one with ATV, quad racing, or something.
Not Jack 2, Jack and Daxter.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, this one's a demo, though. Of Metroid Prime Hunters, First Hunt. And it's actually will allow you to play four players, and it's going to come with the system. We got some specs and information on the machine itself here, though, which is pretty cool that we actually have details here. The screens are both backlit 3-inch semi-transparent reflective TFT color LCDs, 256 by 192 resolution, 0.24mm dot pitch. Each one displays 260,000 colors. Now, the bottom screen is the exact same specs, but it's got the touchpad.
Right.
So that you can use that stupid stylus crap or whatever. They've got a version of Wi-Fi in there, 802.11, whatever the hell version it is. I'm not quite sure because I didn't see that. I couldn't find it out.
Yeah, they're coming out with a new one.
Yeah. Another one. Oh! They need to knock that shit off. And it's got a proprietary format from Nintendo. And the distance is supposed to be anywhere from 30 to 100 feet maximum. And you only need one cart for multiplayer, which is very interesting over wireless,
cool.
Especially, yeah. Because you always had to have the two carts before for a good portion of the games anyway. But that's going to kind of suck over wireless and it's trying to send the whole friggin' information over the thing, over the wireless connection. And then your
decoy's
got a little bit. Well, yeah, the ROMs for those things are small.
Yeah.
They dump to a small ROM, so it's not going to be that terrible, I don't think, but still.
I mean, like...
But at least it's
wireless can be pretty
the
bad.
The new one is G's pretty fast.
That's the one I have.
Yeah.
I can transfer from one computer to the other faster than my freaking DSL goes.
Well, yeah. Hella faster. You're getting like a tenth of a meg that way with DSL, and you're getting like 54 with your G, wireless G.
See, so that's like the whole ROM.
I don't think it's the same, though. That's why I'm saying I don't think it's the same, though. It's not the same protocol. It's like a version of it, but which one, God only knows, because they didn't tell us.
Right.
And thank God, they've finally added enough buttons to the damn thing. They've got A, B, X, and Y. Thank God. They've got a microphone for voice recognition, L and R shoulder buttons, start and select, and then the control pad. Thank God we have more buttons now.
Yeah.
Now a game like Street Fighter would be totally playable, I think, because now you have enough buttons. Before,
right.
I didn't think it worked out too well. And another neat thing about this, stereo speakers. The Game Boys have all been mono.
Stereo speakers, they had to be right next to each other.
I know.
In the air by the time it hits your ears anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's just still, I think it's cool. Because I was disappointed. That was something I expected on the Game Boy Advance.
No.
I also expected more buttons on the Game Boy Advance. We didn't have that either. It's got a lithium-ion battery, 6 to 10 hours they expect for use. And it supports Game Boy Advance games in single-player mode only. Not multiplayer Game Boy Advance games. So if you plan on ditching your Game Boy Advance for this and you play a lot of the games with your buddies, it doesn't work. And they don't support Game Boy and Game Boy Color games at all, which is kind of a letdown. That kind of sucks.
Did the Advance?
Yes.
Where did the cartridges go?
They go in the same slot. They just, like, fit differently in there. But it does work, because I played Zelda on mine, the Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages, and it was the bomb. Those games were awesome.
That's what I hear. I have to.
They're hell of fun. I mean, just, I had a blast. Because they're like old school Zelda fun.
Right.
And they did a damn good job. Damn good job. The color leaves a little to be desired, but it's on a Game Boy.
Right.
You know, so you're lucky you're getting any color at all. That was the end of the news, unless there was something else that you had. Anything interesting happened this week that we should know about?
Newsworthy? No, I don't think so.
I want to talk about some games, then.
Here we go.
That's right. Get excited. Come on, people. That's right.
Here we go.
Woo-hoo. Now, the first game, let's just go in the order that we have here so it's easy for me to follow. Yeah, you go ahead. You're all over this. All
right. So my girlfriend made me buy and install on my computer The Sims 2.
There's another reason the girlfriends are no good, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you keeping count.
So not only did I have to pay $50 to Maxis, which is no good. I have to let her use my computer every once in a while for this crap. Now, that being said, if you like The Sims, if it's the kind of game you like, they did a good job with it. The graphics are good. It's essentially more of the same, though. You have more building tools. You can go up to like 4 stories now.
Oh, wow.
Plus you have
like... You can totally have like a Brady Bunch.
Yeah. You have like foundations and for the houses and stuff. So you can make build basements and stepped porches and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot less items.
Really? Well, you know what?
There's not 12 expansions.
I was just going to say, most of those were added later, because I remember I played the original Sims for about a week with no expansions, and there wasn't a whole ton of stuff either.
Yeah, it's there will be later on.
Oh, you know they're coming. They're going to take over the game shelf.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to push all the good games to the side. Oh, yeah. I forgot something that wasn't worthy to mention. Dawn of War is out. I know that because I've seen it on the website, so you can order it, and it says, shipped within 24 hours. I haven't seen it here in town yet. So I imagine the next day or two it will be there. I forgot all about that earlier. That was something I wanted to mention.
So yeah, like my girlfriend, when you pick your character, it has an amazing amount of what you can visually make this character to look like. Most of the things end up being too ridiculous for them to be realistic. Like say you have an eye slider and you can make them bigger. Well, you maybe have like a fourth of the slider in the very center is realistic, and then anything outside of that is just
way too big. You can totally make like anime-looking characters.
Yeah, exactly. But there's like 45 different sliders in this
thing. Jesus.
Yeah, and so there's a lot you can fiddle around with in the making of your character. When it comes down to personality, you have to pick an aspiration pack. Like, this sim is going to aspire to be a family man, or popular, or work-related, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So my girlfriend picks romance. And I'm watching her play this game, and it's not so much romance as it is... She has, in order to keep her sim happy, she has to have sex with, like, 12 different people a day. And her sim is just a total slut. And if she doesn't, she gets all sad, and she's not happy, and they call it woohoo. Make woohoo. Make public woohoo.
That is funny as hell.
Yeah, if you like The Sims, they did a good job with it. I'll give it that.
And the graphics are a whole hell of a lot improved.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. You know what? I expect it to sell bigger. Because at least where I'm at, and I walk past it every day, and it's not selling like I thought it would sell. Like, Doom got ripped off the shelves. Just gone all the time. Sims, there's piles of them there. So it's really weird. It's something I kind of keep an eye on when I walk by, just because.
Right.
And I noticed that it didn't, at least right here anyway, at this particular location, which says nothing for the whole of the world, but, it's not selling as well as I thought it would here.
They do have a DVD version, which is fantastic.
Good call.
If you're going to pick it up, definitely pick up the DVD version. And if you don't have a DVD-ROM,
get one.
Shame on you.
Get one. And then get the DVD-ROM version.
Right.
Definitely.
We have to say that, was it last show or the show before we were talking about if you're going to buy, like, Railroad Tycoon?
Yes, I was going to bring that up. It was Railroad Tycoon 3 that you should buy the game to the right of it, is what we said.
No, it was whatever time it was.
Are you sure we didn't say to the right of it? And then we adapted it to that?
Maybe.
I don't remember what happened. That's why I'm not sure. But whatever it was, we ended up changing it to buy whatever, look at the time, whichever way the big hand would be facing, you get that game instead of Railroad Tycoon. And you can't go wrong. So, of course, I'm at work. Kobar here comes in with his girlfriend to buy The Sims 2. And what was that game? It was
StarCraft.
5. See? StarCraft. You could have saved yourself $30 or $40 and had a solid game. And instead... You're putting up with The Sims. See how well that works, though? That's such the good system for buying games. Just buy the one just based on the time or some random thing, whatever. Ask the guy when you walk into the store a random, just give me a direction. Just whichever way he points, just remember that when you go to the games. Whichever way that guy pointed, that's totally
random.
You go
to Railroad Tycoon 3, and then...
That's such a good system. All right, well, thank you for bringing us that news that everybody, I'm sure, was dying to hear.
I'm sure.
No, because there is a sector that wants to hear that, and they don't listen to us, but,
The people who do listen to us can pass on the information.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to play Sly Cooper 2 this week, because the first one was just hugely popular. I never actually played it, though. because I do not...
You gotta borrow my disc sometime to give it a shot.
Yeah, I would like to play. I would really like to check it out, but I've just been kind of meh about the whole thing. I don't know why, and I think I finally stumbled across why, because I didn't know what kind of game it was. I don't know why. It just didn't look like a very good game.
It's a platform.
Yeah, but...
Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, and for some reason, every screenshot I saw, it happened to look like a... Like a 2D cel-shaded side-scroller with, like, a monster-sized character on the screen. Like, it just looked kind of retarded. Like, remember playing Bonk's Adventure and you'd eat the stuff that make them all big? It reminded... Like, I don't know what it was I was looking at, but it was, like, the few times I looked at the game, it was always some weird shot, and I couldn't quite tell. It must have just looked 2D to me because of whatever screen I happened to be looking at or something. But then I see video of it, and I'm like, oh, wow, this looks awesome. I just hear it's really short, though.
It is a little short.
There's nothing wrong with short games as long as they're fun. And I understand that Sly Cooper is fun shit. So, I don't know. I saw a video of the second one, and it looks awesome. They had, like, three characters you could play. I guess they were dudes from the other one.
Right, you didn't play them.
No. Oh.
Kinda.
These were fully playable now, right, though. You have the boxer guy, like the hippo guy, whatever he was.
He was the driver. The getaway driver.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay. And then there was a turtle guy.
Right.
Little smart guy. Little turtle guy, yeah, he uses his shell as a shield. Like, he'll turn around and take the hit when you're blocking. It was kind of neat. Like, it was really well animated looking. So anyway, I wanted to play. I really wanted to get my hands on this game. So the day it came out, I went to Blockbuster. It's sitting right there on the shelf. Nobody's had their chance to pick it up yet. So I rent it. I'm so happy. I'm like, perfect. You know, I'm the first one there because I can just see this being one of those games that, you know, I'll never get a hold of because it's going to be rent. Like Burnout 3.
Right.
Since it came out, it's never been in stock. I can't get it. So I go, okay, I rent it, I'll have it for one night, I say. That first night, or that day happened to be the day Fable comes out, so I bought Fable, and then was like, oh, okay, fuck Sly Cooper, I'm going to play Fable all day. So I played Fable, and then had to go to work the next day. Late that night, I find the next day, so I'm into late fee time now, right? Mm. I'm getting ready to fire up Sly Cooper 2, put it in my PlayStation, and it doesn't read it. It won't read the disc. That's strange, so I pop it out, you know, I'm just not thinking anything of it, just thinking of random, you know, Xbox fuck up, you know, they do it all the time. I figured it happens with PlayStation once in a while, even though I've never had that exact problem. I put it in, it gives me a disc read error again. I pull it out, and the disc is cracked all along one, like, side, from the center to the edge on one part of it. It's just this even crack, and
that sucks.
Yeah, I was pissed, you know, because not only could I not play.
Did they give you your money back?
They took off the late fee, but I still ended up having to pay the $2 for the first day I had it, which is fine by me. I really don't care. You know?
Technically what you did was you paid for the late fee and they took away the...
The rental, yeah. So, I mean, I still got screwed out of my $2. But, you know...
That's because you were late.
That's because I was late. It was my own fault anyway. And I wish I would have known, but you couldn't tell from the front of the disc because the label over it was like all the whole disc, even like up to like the end of the circle, like almost the very edge of it. So you wouldn't be able to see it underneath it. It was weird, yeah. And it was clearly that something heavy had sat, like, they put on top of it, because it was like an even crack. It wasn't like you would bend it and crack it. That was definitely not. This was something, like, stuck in it. It was weird. So, in any case, I was kind of bummed, because I really was looking forward to having a Sly Cooper 2 review this week, and I'm not going to go out and buy it just right without paying for it yet. But I'll tell you what I did play an awful lot of this week. More than I thought I was going to play, because I was blown away. Frag Ops 2.0 came out. And I'm, like, half disappointed because it's such a good game that it's taking time away from other games. You know, and that's rough when you're playing a game that doesn't quite end and you don't get anything out of it. Like, it's hella fun and you love it. But at the end of the day, you're like, man, I should have spent my day playing...
Getting something accomplished.
Yeah, any other game that I could have run to the end of, you know, eventually, or work on my characters and something else, or do whatever... I mean, it's hella fun, and bottom line, it's about having fun. But when you're trying to play, like, three games at once, and a couple of those are RPGs, and then, you know, you got some shooters mixed in, and then maybe, you know, and all of a sudden you've got something that's hella fun, and it doesn't get a damn thing accomplished, you start thinking about, oh, man, I'm never going to finish these other games now. As it turns out, the last version I tried of Frag Ops was 1.39, which apparently, remember when I had all kinds of problems, it was crashing, it wouldn't, every time there was, like, sound, it would just... Kill Unreal
right,
thing. It was
right.
Just bug after bug after bug. Turns out that they knew about it. It did happen. I just happened to, like, it was just random chance that I hop on the site, grab that version, and, like, the next day they patched it and fixed all that up. They had versions right after that. And I never went and got them because I was just like, oh, crap, I'll just wait for the next big version then after that. You know, because I was so, like, just not happy anymore. But I'll tell you what, they come back with a force. It's awesome now. And I can't stop playing it. I come home and I tell myself, all right, today is Fable Day. We got 8 hours of Fable scheduled. What happens? 4 hours of IRC, 4 hours of Frag Ops. Sucks. I can't get anything done. If you have no idea what we're talking about, Frag Ops is a mod from Unreal Tournament 2004. It's free. It's like 434 meg download for the full version of the mod. It plays a lot like you would think like Counter-Strike would play. You know, it's like terrorists versus like special forces kind of thing, right?
Right.
Spec Ops versus mercenaries.
But they're both, like, it's not quite the same storyline-wise, though. Right?
I try not to pay attention to any. There's no, like, story. There's no single-player thing. It's just kind of like, each map has its own story.
Right, but the two forces are not really bad versus good.
No, no. One's mercenaries, one's special forces, or spec ops, or whatever it says. I always play mercenaries, because I like one of the dude's outfits. He's awesome. He's like, red and black. So I totally play them all the time. And I've gotten used to their guns, like the FKE one. It's like an AK. I love that gun, so I use, you know, I play them an awful lot. But it's free, it's frag-ops.com. And this one, I have not had it crash once. I have not had one single problem with it yet. Not one problem. The only thing is, make sure your Unreal Tournament version is patched up to the latest version, because they did find some kind of security problems with the older version. So they did patch it,
really?
So make sure you have the latest patch for that, yeah. I didn't read too much into it. I remember reading it, seeing it, and going, oh, okay, well, I have the newest one anyway, so whatever. And then I just should have went back and got some details, but I didn't.
In other words, go take care of it.
Go get it, yeah. Go grab that new patch. Maybe I should put a link up there, because just so that lazy people can find it, you know. Because I'm one of those lazy people that would want a link directly to the damn file itself. So I know it's on Atari's website. That's where I got it. But tell you what, I was blown away with the new Frag Ops. One of the coolest things, I think, is there's a little bit of personality that you can add to your character. And you're thinking, character, this is a fucking first-person shooter. I mean, you just get in, buy your guns, and go, right? You actually get to pick, like, you can pick, like, skins, you know, they've got, like, ones with hats and ones with, like, masks and different colored outfits and whatnot, you know? But you have, like, a personality setting thing, which is really cool if you're into using these tactics. And there's a lot more than I thought there was. I mean, there's, like, probably 10 to 15 or something. I mean, there's a lot. And you pick, like, Rambo style, which means that you're always first in, like, your guy, like, he's like an infantry guy, where he's, like, better at shooting things with close, or, like, 5% more damage on a certain type of weapon or whatever. But he takes, like, a penalty on something else to even it out, you know? Then there's, like, the ninja one, where their movement is, the audio is reduced. And audio plays a big part in these kind of games.
Right.
So if you pick ninja, like, your audio is reduced, but you're, like, and if you stab somebody, though, it's like, you do, like, hella more damage, though, if you use your knife. They have, like, ex-cop. He's, like, a total brute. They have, like, but they have tons of these things. I mean, tons of different ways to personalize your guy. And, I mean, I wish I would have listed them all down just because they were cool.
There's also something about XP, too. Like, you gain experience points while you're killing people, and it's only for that session.
I didn't pick up on that then, and I've been playing the crap out of it. Oh, no, it's not experience, it's the action point things. That's what it is. Where
well,
you,
that's
like,
the same thing.
Well,
you kill someone, you get a point,
when
it goes
you say
to your stats.
When you say experience, though, I think of, like, you gain levels and shit. Right? No, this is like an action point. Like, you do stuff and you can, like, run fast for a little while or something. You have, like, an action point where your guy can, like, hightail it out of there or some shit.
So I was under the impression that that you, like, you gain points, and for that session you got, like, better in certain things.
You kill people and you get money, so you can buy better gear next round, so you get better. I don't know, go look it up, because I'm telling you, I haven't noticed that. I have not noticed my character getting better. You know, like, as I'm playing, I don't just get stuff. You get the action point thing, so that's all I've noticed. Another cool thing, well, while you're looking that up, is that it does work with the voice chat in Unreal Tournament. So that you can, like, talk to people, you know? Like, just with the voice, you can yell at them, hey, asshole, they're behind you, you know? Also, it did make, I guess, I'm not sure what it's called. It's gonna be like I wanna call it the Gold Edition of Unreal Tournament 2004. It's like, they're making like a Collector's Edition or something, some kind of crap, where it has like an extra disc with a bunch of shit. like a whole pack of stuff. But anyway, Frag Ops is going to be on that disc, which is really, really awesome. I mean, these guys, they work fucking hard. You know, you can tell when you look at this mod. And I think they deserve being on that disc. They did one hell of a job. And, I don't know, we've mentioned it before because I have tried some of the mods and I don't like them. Most of them, anyway. I haven't tried some of the more popular ones, though, like Red Orchestra I should probably try. But I know I'm going to hate it. I'm sick and tired of all these stupid, like, World War II mods and games, you know? The hell do I want to play more of that crap for?
I like the futuristic stuff, anyway. I tried to play Frag Ops a little bit. I suck.
Really? I'm a man, dude. I got on there, and, like, it took me one round. One whole map. Like, not a round, map. To get my bearings back. Because I haven't played a first-person shooter in quite some time. Like, especially online, since quite long. It's been a while. And then, finally, once I, you know, had everything sorted out again and set my controls up just so and got my speed for the mouse down again, you know, because I had to reset all that crap. Oh, crap. It's like I'm between first and third place every time on my team, and it's just awesome, you know. You have a blast when you're winning, you know, because you're just messing people. Okay, read this.
Combat experience, CXP, determines which weapons a player can use and how advanced his build deploy upgrades are.
That's probably in the war setting.
Right.
Okay. That's a different play mode than a mission.
Right.
The mission ones are the ones that we're used to playing. Okay? Those are the ones that you think of when you think of these kind of games.
So you haven't been playing this
game. No, I have. I've been playing that. I didn't quite put it together because I just assumed that because you get points, and I noticed when, like, as your points go, you can buy different crap.
Right.
But it has nothing to do. Okay, yeah, but you didn't explain it like that. I thought it was like you made it sound like I had stats that got better. No, it just unlocks me being able to buy different shit.
That is what I say. I was misunderstanding a little bit myself.
What it really is, it's kind of cool. Actually, it's really cool. In fact, every now and again, it's nice to break up the monotony with that because you get killed in a round and you're just laying there dead, waiting for everybody else to die. And at that point, you don't even care. You're like, oh, come on, just die, everybody, so I can get back in, right?
Right.
It kind of sucks. War is like you die and you just change your, if you want, you have two keys you can hit. You can hit the key to change your loadout, like pick what you want, you know, like, okay, I'm taking this grenade this time because I got my ass kicked, so I'm taking a sniper rifle this time. I'm taking this, that, and the other thing. And then you just hit a button and you're back in. It's really cool, right? But you start back at the start, though, and you got to get back out on the field. So it's more kind of like deathmatch, you know, it's really cool, though. It's a hell of a lot of fun. I mean, it was just that extra play mode right there made it even more fun. They added stuff. The building things, I actually haven't done that myself because I don't really have too much of an interest in it. At this point in time. But I'm sure once everybody
gets a
little
sniper,
more,
it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, and I tend to suck at the sniping in this game for some reason. I don't know what it is. I was god in tactical ops sniping, but I can't snipe in this for shit yet. And it's because it's their zoom. Their zoom keys are, I don't like them. They're not, because I can zoom with my roll thing on my mouse, but now, and change weapons when I'm not zoomed. Now it just changes my weapon. So if I'm zoomed, I'm all fucked up, because I try to zoom with that and I change weapons instead.
Right. You can't change that?
You can change it to zoom, but then then my change weapon button would have to change.
So it can't be both.
It can't be, yeah, yeah. So they have it set up to a different button, which is just like I'm out of easy keys to hit. So zoom had to get sacrificed. I basically put them on keys that are hittable, but with a little bit of effort on my part, you know. And you want effortless keys when you're trying to play a game like this.
Right.
So I don't snipe very much because the control layout's just not perfect for me. But it works fine in close combat. You know, which is just fine, so. But that war thing is fun shit, though. As you go and kill things, it basically lets you buy more shit. But you don't buy it because there's no money. It's free, right? In the other ones, there's money. In this one, it's free. You just get to pick what you want based on experience, though. So if you've got a certain amount of points, like you've gone so far, you can get whatever you want from no experience to whatever point you're at now. And any time you want, you know, after you're dead, you can change your loadout. Pick whatever the hell you want, then go.
Now, when you're picking your loadout, is it like Counter-Strike where you can set up, where you press a button, it buys...
Yeah, all your shit, so it doesn't take you an hour and a half, yeah. But you know what? Their new layout, it's quite different than it was originally. It's pretty fast. Like, if you don't have those keys set up. Like, and I actually have a button. I don't like it that way, because I can't remember what I set to what. And it probably takes... Okay, versus the split second it would take to hit the button, it takes me about 3 seconds. Which isn't bad because you can't move anyway. The round doesn't start for 4 seconds. And I'm always the first guy off the line. You know, I'm right there with everybody else ready to run. You know, because I'm so quick at it now. You know, I mean, you get used to it pretty quick. Their new layout I like a lot better. But, it's pretty awesome.
It's still nice to be able to set everything up so I can just hit, I want this layout.
The only one I have that for is a buy weapon ammo button. Because if I'm out of ammo, chances are it's in the middle of the round, right? It's not going to be the beginning because I just bought the gun and picked my ammo, right?
Right.
So if I run out of ammo in the middle of the round, what I do is I have a button for that. Just one key. So I sneak back to camp or whatever, you know, where we started, and I just hit that button. And I got my shit. No menu either. I don't even have to hit it. It's actually an option in the thing. Like, it's like everybody should have that set because it's like a real thing. Not like some crazy macro thing. It's like there's just an actual setting for that. And I made just sure to set that up because I had it. I was used to it from Tactical Ops anyway. But it helps a lot because you're sitting there shooting some guy. Yeah, come to my camp. I got unlimited ammo. Bring it on. You know, I'll just keep buying the shit. It's cool. But, yeah, I have to absolutely wholeheartedly recommend this mod. And I would say, right now, at the point in time, if I had to give this game a rating on our scale, I mean, as it stands at this point in time, which, according to them, is still beta and not complete, I would already throw down easily $40 for this. Easy. Probably more, but I want to see what's coming out, because it's that much fun to me. Like, I would buy just this game. Fuck Unreal Tournament 4. I played that for a little bit, and it was fun, but I don't know, this is just better. This is just a whole lot more fun for some reason.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is.
And awesome. It's free.
And it's free, so you don't have to pay anything. The only thing you have to have is Unreal Tournament 2004. So,
which isn't free. If you like multiplayer FPS in any regard, shape, or form, pick it up.
Absolutely. Pick it up.
If only for the mod scene, because it's a big
tons.
Scene.
It
is a huge scene.
It is. Let's talk about your RPG that you...
Alright, I've been playing Star Ocean 3. And I have to start out by saying it's a good game. There are some problems with it. The first thing that I'm sure many people have heard is that the AI sucks. Okay. But I've been doing some poking around, and I've learned that they haven't been able to 100% prove this, but apparently you can train the AI.
Did you read the manual?
Yeah, it doesn't say a damn thing. The manual is so useless.
Yeah, so is the one for Fable.
So useless. That's a gripe I have. The game and the manual itself explains nothing. They just throw you in feet first, which I like to do a lot of times, but there's a lot to this game that you need to know about in order to play it properly. And this AI training is one of them. Apparently, you play a character... And you play it enough levels, enough fights, and you do things a certain way. Like, say, you're playing the one of the mage characters using symbology. Anyway.
Symbolism.
That's from...
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints, yeah, in case anybody doesn't know.
If you haven't seen that movie... You're fucked up. Go to Blockbuster right now and rent the Boondock Saints.
It's a very good movie.
One of the best movies I've ever seen, easily.
But apparently if you say, cast certain spells in certain situations and other ones in different situations and don't do anything in certain situations, then the AI will pick up on that and start to learn from your actions. This is what I've read from poking around. Also... You get points, and I didn't even know this, 7 hours into the game and I finally stumbled across this, okay? You get points as you level, or not as you level, but as you defeat things, you get experience points, it is as you level.
Hmm.
You get skill points that you can put into things, like how high your HP is.
Almost the exact same thing happened to me in Fable. 6 hours into Fable and I had no idea, and it was almost the exact same thing.
It's because they don't say anything.
Yeah.
It's off in some corner in the menu system.
In their defense, it did mention it in the book.
Oh, it did?
But I wasn't reading it clearly, because I actually went back and looked, but yeah.
But they didn't in this, unless I just totally skipped it.
Damn.
But that's also part of the AI, because if you put points into... You have attack, defense, MP, and HP, right? And you put someone in attack, and their attack... AI is going to get a little better, as well as their physical ability in attack. So, you can gear people that way as well. What was I saying? AI. The script. There's 6 scripts, and they're useless. There's, like, attack with all your might, hold back some, do nothing. there's not enough. there needs to be more AI scripts so I can so you can control them a little better.
How quick does it, like, screw you when you change characters, though? Like, you're in the middle of combat, and you change to controlling another guy. How bad is the guy that you just changed from get screwed, though? Like, either run up there and get his ass kicked, or do something completely retarded. How often does that happen? Like, or how quick does it happen? Because I figure if I can pause it, switch guys, unpause it, do what I want to do with the other, with, like, my support guys they would basically become, you know, and then switch back to my main guy, it wouldn't be a terrible... Like,
it's not that bad.
Like Tails. I kind of have to do that in Tails, you know, like where you have your little speed spells and whatnot. You kind of have to take a little bit of control. And every now and then, I got to switch to them to make them do what the hell I want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's not that bad. I haven't done a whole lot of switching because even at this point, I still only have two people. I had three for a very short amount of time, but she went off to do something and now I'm rescuing her. But, This appears to be a very level-up centric game.
See, he said her. Proof? Further proof girlfriends are worthless. See, this chick wandered off, got herself in trouble. Now the dude's gotta go rescue her. God.
It's a very level-up centric game. I don't feel this is an extremely long game. It's two discs, but they're single layer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it might be a little longer than most RPGs are, but not extremely so, but the level cap is 255.
Jesus Christ.
And you level up perfectly normally. It's not like you level up real quick.
Yeah. Damn.
So, I just kind of went along for about 7 hours just fighting things that happened to be in my way, and I am so weak right
How's
now.
How's the combat, though? Like, do you just walk around and, like, slash things like, say, Zelda? Or do you actually go into, like, a combat mode?
You go, it's kind of like Tails in that you move into a separate combat area. And it takes some getting used to because it feels like you should just be mashing buttons, but you can't.
Like Tails.
Right. You cannot do that. Uh-huh. You'll get your ass handed to you if you're just sitting there mashing buttons because you have to decide, okay, now I need to do a quick hit because they don't have full fury.
Uh-huh.
Because if they have full fury and they're standing there, you do a quick hit, it bounces off this shield that it creates. So you have to do a large hit, which takes time. And so you have fury yourself. You're doing actions, it's taking out the fury. If you have no fury, you can't do anything. You got to stand there and let it build back up.
Mm-hmm.
So it really penalizes you from sitting there mashing buttons because you'll get your ass handed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it takes a lot of control and it takes a lot of getting used to not just. Rah!
Yeah, yeah.
Overall, I like the game a lot. The pace of speech. When you're talking, when the story mode is going on, a lot of times they'll be talking and then all of a sudden everything stops. And like someone will sigh and it'll take like 15 seconds. And nobody's talking.
Yeah.
It's just a character sitting there doing some action that's really slow. It's like, oh, okay, come on.
Oh, God.
Pick it up a little bit. I said the lack of... there's an inventor system. You hire people to build things for you. And you say, all right, I'm looking for something along this line. Or you can go and do it yourself, too. But,
items?
Yeah. Items, weapons, all kinds of shit.
Wow.
And you, like, mix and match them and stuff like that. It seems really cool. I'm digging the game. There's some real key problems.
Well, when you make something, wait. This sounds like it could be way cool or way too, like, retarded. Like, when you say make, is it like you can take your broadsword and make it, like, a poison broadsword? Or do you, like, have to make shit from scratch?
Both.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Both.
Huh.
I have not gotten to that point yet. There's still a lot of things in this game I'm not even anywhere near yet, and I'm already in 7 hours. But some other things I want to mention about the storyline and the voicing and stuff. The voice acting is pretty bad, as well as the music playing is quite a bit louder than the speech. And so, like, when I'm trying to play when my girlfriend's asleep, I got to sit in front of the TV, and I really got to read instead of listen because the music's going too loud.
I can't believe there's no adjustment for that. There has to be.
There's not. There's mono, stereo, and Dolby 5.1, but there's no audio levels
wow.
to change. throughout the game, you'll go into different worlds that have different, like, levels of technological advancement. Like, you'll go into a medieval world and stuff like that, which at first glance is a really cool idea because it breaks up the style of the game.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
It feels a little fake to me.
Hmm.
Like, it's done simply for the purpose of breaking up the style. They do an alright job in the storyline of why you're there and whatnot, but it just still feels a little fake to me. Just a personal thing, probably. But, all in all, I say it's a real cool game. If you don't like the fighting, like I said, it's probably not the game for you because there's a lot of it in order to be able to advance.
Are there random fights?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but the things are running around, and you can run into them. If you're going to play this game, run into everything often. Like I said, the game is probably about 80 hours long, like most games. I don't know for sure one way or the other. It doesn't even say on the box, which is weird. Usually it says, 80 hours of gameplay!
Yeah, it's usually like a huge selling point, you know, for these RPGs these days.
Yeah, but it doesn't even say anywhere on the box. But I get the feeling that it's probably about a normal length of game, but you gotta fight a lot, because I just kind of went through it, and I'm way under-leveled now. I know I am.
Damn.
Because it is tough.
That's when you get on the phone with your mother, and then just start playing, because you can't concentrate on a story. This is what I do. I'll call somebody up. Somebody who I know wants to bullshit for hours, and then I'll just sit there on the phone and then just level up the crap out of my guys while I'm not paying attention.
This is something you have to pay attention, though.
Well, yeah, I would. That's why I'm saying you wouldn't progress the game, but you would just stay in a zone or two and kill crap for hours while you're on the phone.
You have to be paying attention to fight stuff.
Oh, well, yeah. Huh.
Because you can't just button mash. You gotta go.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, have...
It works well for Tails.
Yeah.
I can sit on the phone and button mash the crap out of the fights on that and always come out on top. And, you know, by the time I'm off the phone, I'm like five levels higher and all burly and rich. I'm just like, yes! Huh. Okay. If you had to give it a rating, though.
It's probably about, I'm going to say 35.
35? That's based on what you told me. That's kind of what that's exactly what I was going to say based on just what I've heard. I haven't played it yet. I have it sitting here, but I got a lot of games sitting here.
It feels like it should just be the fat game.
Yeah.
Like, it should just be so awesome. I think they kind of went a little more towards the Japanese market than they normally do.
But that's because it is.
Well, right, but like a Final Fantasy game is still very geared toward both market as best they can. And it just feels like they probably geared towards, because the Japanese tend to be a little more hardcore and whatnot, and I think they just kind of geared it towards that a little more. And that's probably also because we got the Japanese version.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Okay. Well, on the opposite side, you said that it feels like it should be the fat game, but it's just not. Fable feels like it should be the crap game, but it's not. I really thought this was the overhyped game of the year. I really was like expecting it to be shit. But picked it up on day one. Had to.
Yeah.
It's Fable. Everybody's talking about it for years. Been waiting for this game forever. So I had to have it. Sat down, turned it on. Oh, you were here. You left, though. You had to leave.
I only got to see the little opening tidbit.
Well, Hunter was here. And why am I yawning so much today? Hunter was here.
Wolf was here, too.
And Wolf was here. Hunter was here, was able to stay here for about, like, 15 minutes. And in that 15 minutes, he was like, crap, now I gotta buy an Xbox. Wolf and I sat here and played for, like, 3 hours. Him just watching me, just going, oh my god. It feels like it should be a terrible game, though. Like, you just keep thinking that this can't be this much fun. This can't be this much fun, because there's not a whole lot of, like, I don't know if the story is fine. What it is basically, you start out as a kid, you know, and like you live in your little village. It's set up, you know, medieval times and whatnot. But you got magic and all this crap, and you're out doing something. Then the village gets raided, and you think like everybody's dead, like your parents, sister, the mayor, everybody in town gets killed. Whole town's on fire. You come back, and some hero guy comes to rescue you. His name's Maze, this badass, like, wizard dude or whatever he is. Coming, he, like, kind of saves you. He's just there. Like, what happened here? Oh, crap, this little boy. Well, we're going to take him to the Adventurer's Guild, which is, like, this, like, it's, like, the hub of the game, kind of, like, that's where all your, the stuff happens, right? And their way of, like, training you on the controls and the gameplay mechanics, is done here at this place, basically. When the game starts out, you're, like, overwhelmed, because all of a sudden you're just in town, and your father is like, I'll give you a gold piece for every good deed you do in town, because I know you need to raise money to buy your sister a birthday present, right? So, like, you're just kind of thrown in this game, but you don't have, like, weapons, you can, like, punch stuff and kick chickens and all this crap, but, like, you're not quite sure. I mean, you were just thrown into this, so it's really hard at first, but they make it simple by taking away everything. You can't do anything but, like, walk around and, like, talk to people, really. So, it was, like, a nice gentle way to drop you in the game, is what it turned out to be. Because it was like, okay, well, now that I've gotten the hang of walking around, talking to random people, how the quests are going to work, and then I can already see I can make decisions. Like, I was a real little bastard kid when I was playing. I was running around kicking chickens and doing bad things everywhere, you know, and, like, messing people's day up. And then, the shit hits the fan, basically, and then this guy takes you to the Adventurer's Guild, where you basically grow up. Okay, you go from a little kid, and everybody knew me as, like, this, like, chicken kicker, right? Like, you know, like, I was, like, this mean little kid. And I would, like, run around and burp and fart and all this stuff. And I was just a little bastard child, you know? I was as mean as I could possibly be as a kid. And then they take you to the Adventurer's Guild, and they introduce you to fighting with, like, a sword. Mm-hmm. Or, well, a stick, actually. They start you with a stick, but it's the same mechanics for a sword, you know, and basically all melee weapons. Then they have you do, like, archery class, right? And it basically trains you on the archery. And then they have you do the magic, which they only give you, like, lightning bolt, which is, like, your first spell. And it was a really nice, gentle way to put you in the game, and it didn't force you. It wasn't hard. It wasn't like, okay, you've got to beat this guy and never get hit once or whatever. You know, they just kind of said, you know, here, fight this, beat up on this dummy with the stick. So you thwack it a few times, you know, and then, okay, cast your spells on this thing here. So you zap it a few times, and then shoot this thing with your bow, and you kind of fumble with it for a minute, but then because you figured it out, you know, mostly for yourself, it tells you what to do. But then you've got to kind of do it, you know.
Right.
So you do it, and then you know how to shoot. So now you already have a firm grasp of how to get around, how communication works, how quests work, and how the combat is going to work. You know, you have a really solid handle on it, and it was part of the gameplay, but part of the story. Not part of a training thing that really felt like, okay, we'll give you the 5-minute rundown on how to play this game here. This was part of the story. You were growing up. And then sure enough, you grow up. You're 18 now, and you know how all this crap works, so they trained you, your guy's different, your character model is older, and you can, like, go back to those training things if you don't have quite a firm grasp on it. And then they're like, yeah, to prove that you know what you're doing, if you can score an A+ in this, we'll give you something special. So I was like, hell yeah, right? So I'm going to do the sword fighting combat until I get it right. So I did it. Took me a couple of times to get it. Like, they score you on how many times you get hit, how well you dodge and block, right? So I did the combat. I get the A+ in it. And then they give you, like, a new sword right off the bat, like a better sword than the crap that you have. So it's like, cool, I'm already getting somewhere in this, you know? Same thing with the archery. You know, they give you a better bow, right? Well, I actually like the bows and not the crossbows, but they give you a crossbow, which actually does more damage, but I didn't like the crossbows. And the magic, I think they give you something weird, like a potion of something. And anyway, so you got a pretty firm grasp on it. And then basically the way the game works is you have this basically a bulletin board of crap to do. Like, if something happens in the game world, like, let's say some lady, you know, her son wanders off and gets lost in the woods or whatever, she would go to, like, the Adventurer's Guild and say, oh my god, and freak out, you know, my son's missing, I need somebody to go help find him. Well, then you would see this on that board, and then you can, like, take the quest. Like, you would, like, take the piece of paper, and it will be your quest now. So then you go to that zone and talk to the lady, and she tells you, he went this way, I don't know what happened to him, blah, blah, blah. And, like, the stories and the quests are pretty well done, though. Now, granted, it's again, go from point A to point B, kill everything, bring back item, you know, to point A again, you know. But, like, they did a pretty good job, I think, on making them feel like good quests. You know, like, you're not out there just to pick up some random item.
Which is the important part, because in the game, there's not a whole lot more they can do than kill the goblins or the FedEx quests or things like that. It's all about how it's presented, not so much what you're actually doing.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, right? So, and right away, I'll tell you what, this game did an amazing job of putting me in the character's shoes, which I have had a really, really, really hard time with in recent games. They just haven't done it. They haven't got me attached to a character. The reason they got me attached to this guy, it's me. I'm playing it how I want to play. Anything that I want to do, I can do. I can kill anybody I want to kill. I can steal anything I want to steal. I can blow up anything I want to blow up. It is really, really cool. I mean, just whatever the hell you want to do, you're out there to do it, but you got to pay the consequences. You start killing people in town, the guards are going to come.
Right.
Okay? They catch you, you pay a fine, and you're thrown out of town. Good luck. Right? I mean, it's just like, wow, this is insanely cool.
You don't have a chance to fight them, though?
Oh, yeah, you can fight them.
Alright, so as if you lose, then they...
Well, I noticed that when you lose, that they do throw you out. But I've been able to put up a hell of a fight, and they just don't stop coming. There's just a break in between waves of guards. You know, like, they'll send three or four of them out after you, and you slaughter that wave, you know, like that one wave, then another wave comes out, like, a few seconds later. But that gives you time to take care of shit that you were doing. Like, my guy got caught breaking into a house, you know, and I was able to steal an item, kill some guards, steal another item, kill some guards, steal an item, kill some guards, run for my life. You know, it was really cool, but they did such a good job of making it feel that that's what I was doing. Not, okay, let's go through this menu here and steal some shit from, you know, this shopkeeper or whatever. They did a good job of making me act like a thief in this game because it's how you want to act. A lot of people expect this game to be good and evil. It's not. It's good, evil, and everything in between. My guy is more, like, medium evil, right? Like, he's not the full-blown chaotic retard that goes out killing everybody, but he'll take what he needs when he wants it and do what he has to do to get the job done.
Right.
You know, it's like, and that's just the way I chose to play because that's, like, what I would do. I made the choices based on what I would do, and I could go through this game 50 different times and wind up with 50 different characters if I had a goal in mind for them. Right? Mm-hmm. A buddy of mine at work is going the he calls it the Red Mage route, where he's going a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I went, like, full-blown stealth and, like, assassin type. My guy's more of, like, a stealthy ranger, I guess, because he's, like, a hell of a shot with a bow. Next to no magic, but pretty awesome up-close hand-to-hand combat and, like, all kinds of stealing and thief and lock-picking abilities, right? That's just because I went that direction.
Right.
If you want to go mage, you don't have to go mage. You go... Okay, I can be a cleric, where I can run around and wield, like, you know, a mace. That's all I want to run around with. You can totally go battle mage, and healing magic. You can totally go battle mage, where you're, like, fireball, lightning bolt, and a sword, you know, or whatever the hell you want to do. You can go, like, shaman, barbaric-type mage with an axe, and then, like, you know, whatever kind of spells. They have, like, a telekinesis-type spell group that you can, like, kind of, if you want, specialize in. You can basically only, I mean, you can pick whatever you want. But if you, the way that you want to play is up to you, which is the draw of this game, is that once you realize how much power they gave you in character creation, I was blown away. I mean, I've said it before on the show. Neverwinter Nights. You know, I do this with every game, but I know I've mentioned this on the show. I'll install Neverwinter Nights and spend 3 hours making a guy, and an hour dicking around with it because it's not that much fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a hell of a fun time making the guy. This feels like a game based around a character creator. This, and it's awesome. It really is. But it keeps feeling like it should suck, though. Like, I'm missing something, but I'm not. It's all there. The combat does come down to where, you know, like, it feels, you know what, it feels very Zelda Ocarina of Time-ish. You know, the combat is a lot like that, which is not a bad thing.
Which is good.
Yes.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly, and they did not change too much in this at all. You walk up to a creature and you can target it with the left trigger, target him, start wailing on him with your sword or your spell or whatever, and the keys they have actually let you have an awful lot of keys. Because if you hold the right trigger, it changes the way your buttons are. So that, like, you have normal buttons and normal shit you can do, you hold down R and it changes all the buttons. So
it's a shift,
right? It's basically exactly a shift, right? And that's how I would pull up my spells, and that's how I would use, you know, other things I have set to hotkeys and whatnot, and items that I use specifically in combat and whatnot. Your character, man, I'm all tattooed up. You can tattoo yourself up for attractiveness, for scariness and whatnot. My guy's all freaky scary looking. He's got these red things around his eyes and this black shit that comes out, and, you know, he's kind of freaky looking. People run away from me in town. They're, like, afraid to deal with me, right? Yet if I take my tattoos off and get a cleaner haircut, right?
You take your tattoos off.
You can, you can go like a tattoo guy and he like re-tattoos you or like untattoos you. They can do that. But your haircuts are instant too. If you want a mohawk, you can go to a mohawk to bald back to a mohawk by just paying the guy to do it for you. It's not like you have to wait for it to grow or anything.
That's alright.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
At least you're not in the middle of town going...
Wait.
Take your tattoo off your face?
Yeah, no, you have to have a guy do it for you. You can't do it yourself.
That's okay.
Yeah. But you get yourself all clean shaven, you know, and all handsome looking, and you throw on some fat armor that's not the Dark Evil armor. You go with the paladin looking armor. And there's chicks all over town following you around. They're like, you know, totally in love with you. All of a sudden, I mean, it's just, it's awesome. You gotta be, I mean, it's just wow. I mean, you're blown away. The quests and stuff they sent me on were amazing. I have done some of the coolest shit in this game. That when I get out of playing it, I think to myself, man, I had an awesome day today. I raided a bandit camp today. You know, like, what did you do today? I went to work. I came home and, you know, I blew some people up on Warcraft. You know? And this, I'm like, dude, man, I had a crazy day. Work sucked, whatever. I came home. I spent like 4 hours trying to sneak into this bandit camp. I got to fight their leader, man. This big-ass guy, his name's like 2X or Twin X or something. This guy kicked my ass, you know? And like it's just like, it does such a good job of like sucking you right into the game. I mean, it's amazing. And the combat, though, it kind of makes my thumbs a little tired. It plays a lot like, say, Diablo, where, you know, for every swing, you're pushing the button. You know, so there is a lot of button mashing going on in the combat, so it kind of made my thumb tired. You know, and you have a lot of potions. So that, you know, like, when you get hit, you know, four times, you're, like, near death. So you pop on your potions, which is instant, you know, but I'm carrying around, like, you know, 90 potions or whatever. It's, like, no thing to me now. I mean, right. You just get that many. I'd say, my complaints, would be the length of the game. It definitely is a little shorter than it needs to be. The loading times, there's a lot of times where you have to wait for shit to load. There is some serious slowdown I've noticed in parts. It's weird. It's only when it's still loading crap, though. Like, when I'm just walking around, it's usually pretty good. But I've also noticed that if I'm in combat and if I haven't used any spells, which I don't use for the most part,
right?
And I'm a thief, ranger, ninja type guy, whatever, I don't really use spells. If I accidentally hit my lightning bolt spell, I'll notice the game totally freezes for a split second while it has to load up the texture, you know, for that. And then
particle effects for the...
Right, all the crazy bullshit they have. Yeah, it does slow it down, but then it doesn't happen after that because I used it that one time and then it's fine. You know, it doesn't seem to happen with everything though. It just seems to be, I don't have a lot of spells. The only real spell I have is lightning bolt. The rest of them are effects spells, right?
Right.
So I don't know if it was just that one spell or what the hell the problem was, but it didn't seem to work out right. And being the way I'm playing, I took, like, Assassin Rush, where my guy, that's, like, my version of a spell I took, right? And I lock on the target, and I'll hit Assassin Rush, and then my guy, like, flies forward real quick, the enemy thinks I'm in front of him, but then I pop up behind him. And I've got, like, bullet time, which everybody's going, oh, bullet time, no, it's cool, because it's a spell, and uses up a ton of mana, so you're not going to be doing it all the time, there's no way. Right, so you can only do it every now and again, when you need it the most, when you're getting your ass kicked.
And tasteful amounts, I think, bullet time can be real an additive to a game.
And it really is in this. They did such a good job. You know, I could probably
pull it off. It just has to be in tasteful amounts.
Yeah, not where you're playing the whole game in slow motion, you know?
Right.
I can't say enough about how much fun it is to just run around and do random crap. If you went through this game doing just the quest you were, like, basically assigned to do, it would not take you but probably, like, 8 to 10 hours of gameplay to blow through this game. However, I have probably spent an hour just messing around trying to steal crap, you know? Maybe an hour messing around getting girls to fall in love with me. Maybe another half an hour just exploring random, you know, zones. Probably an hour and a half, probably just wandering around, seeing what I could do. Trying to do the different quests. If you talk to people, they might have something for you to do.
And if there's enough differences between how you play the game, it might be okay that it's kind of short because it would add replayability.
I think you're exactly right. Because as it is, I am dying to go through this game as a mage. I'm dying to go through it again already. And I'm not even through it now. As a mage, though, just to see how different it is. Because when I found out about how the way that they fell in love with you and they would marry you and all this crap, how that worked, I was just screwing around. That was like an hour of gameplay right there that I ended up not keeping. I loaded my game after I was done with it because I didn't want my guy to go that way because I wouldn't play him that way. But I want to go through as like a good mage guy and see what happens and see how different it is. So people do act differently and talk differently to you, and it really, really affects the way things happen. You know, it's bizarre to see that they put that much power behind it in such a short game. But because it feels like you're playing a character creator, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You could fire this game right up again and play, you know, Paladin. I'm going to go all burly, not, you know, put all my points into, like, strength and attack and all that crap, and then summon the healing magics. Right? You could do that. You could totally go, like, the mage that has the effect spells, like, where it's not like Fireball and Lightning Bolt, but it's like he makes swords appear out of thin air and fight for him, or he can throw you with the force of his spell or whatever, where he doesn't actually have to touch you and whatnot. I mean, and there's different paths for all this crap, and you can take whatever the hell you want. It is dope. It is just awesome. The game kind of makes up a class for you based on how you're playing. If you look at the statistics, it'll tell you what class you are. Right? Like, right now, I am... actually, I was Assassin. You don't have a name. You don't name your guy, because they don't have speech for that. So they have different titles in the game. Right, like ass face, chicken kicker, assassin. You know, but they have all these things. I mean,
they're just really ass face.
It's arse face, yeah, yeah. And but they say it out loud because that's how they address you in the game. And you're walking around, and people are like, "Oh my god, look, it's assassin." Well, I changed from assassin to reaper because it sounded so much cooler. So now, but when I look at my stats, it says I'm Reaper, the famous rogue. Right, but if I was playing, like, if I had hella more points in my bow and a little bit less probably in my guile, my, like, stealthiness, it would change to say, like, ranger or whatever, you know, whatnot. It was like, it seems like make this up for you to tell you how you're playing. It's really cool because you don't ever make a decision. You don't ever, I mean, like, a clean cut decision. You don't make a, yes, I want to beat this class.
Right.
You make a, I'm playing whatever the hell I want to play. You can tell me whatever you think I'm doing, but I'm playing this game the way I want to play, and it's fun. It's just fun. That's the amazing part about it. I remember going to the last thing, I think, the last big thing I did was I went to this arena place where you feel like Gladiator. You know, you're in this arena, and there's just people cheering you on, and they're telling you to make the battle last long, you know, and to give the crowd something to root for, and they have a meter that actually shows how pleased the crowd is while you slaughter hordes of crap. You know, it's a blast. The way the experience works, I like too. You get, let's say I use spells a lot. I build experience points that I'm able to spend on spell stuff only. If I use my bow a lot and I you know, stuff like that, I get experience points I am only allowed to use on, they call it skill. Skill stuff only, which is like accuracy, stealthiness, right? Speed. And then if you use your sword mostly, you're gonna, you know, or whatever, or even a little bit, you still get points in that. You get experience points in just being able to put points into stuff like your damage, your toughness, like your resistance to damage, and stuff like that. And then you have general, and that's what took me like 6 hours to figure out. I didn't quite realize that I was taking points from my general. You get like a general experience also, which you can put into whatever you want, so that you can kind of help yourself along the path you want, which is nice because the game lends itself towards, at least the way I'm playing now, lends itself definitely towards using your sword an awful lot, you know?
Right.
So it seems to be that I'm having to put all my general points into my bow skills and whatnot, but that's only because I think I'm not using it as much as I should. I'm really not taking it to the level I should, only because I'm not playing ranger so much as I am on thief, where I like to use my melee weapon anyway too. After I mess them up with the bow though, when they're half dead when they get to me, you know, it's just awesome if they see me. See,
it's good to have that general experience. You can round off areas you don't really use all that much.
Exactly, too. Right. Now, and then that works good to this here. I'd say my real big complaint with this is the items. Right? There's like 10 suits of armor, like 15, like, variations of, like, swords, maybe 15 variations of, like, bows.
Well, it's a short game.
It is. You know, and I'm already at, like, the last crap I can buy, it looks like, anyway. So, and then...
And you have to keep that in mind, too.
Yeah, I mean, it just would have been nice to see, like, a wider range or some... You know, I don't know what I did. You can, like, get gems just like Diablo if you want to add like fire attack, you know, to your sword or whatever. And it's cool because everywhere you walk around, even in the cutscenes, if you've got fire sword, it's blazing with fire. You know? Yeah, it's neat. Even your, and the bow is awesome. I love having fire arrows because you're just like, it looks like this fireball, you know, well, it's small though, it's an arrow.
Right.
Streaking after the guy, and you have lightning, and you can put silver on it. You've got piercing, so it ignores some of the armor they have, and all these, you know, different little things that upgrade your weapons a bit, you know. But, like, the biggest problem I have with the weapons, it's like, there's not enough, it feels like, first of all, but the big problem is this. Anybody can pretty much use anything they want. So if you went to go with, like, if you played the game strictly as, like, a cleric, you know, or, like, a white mage type guy who was all about, like, healing stuff, who used, like, a stick to beat people off with, you know, just that's what you use for your defense, and then you had healing magic, you could still use, like, a two-handed axe. You can still use it, because you're not actually a class. You're just a person with those skills.
Right, and I understand, but you say in one breath it's a good thing, and in another it's a bad thing.
I can't decide, because it worked well for me now, but when I go play as a mage, it's going to be a bad thing, because I don't see me running around with an axe, which is the good part. I don't have to. I can use a stick.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying that for this point, I look at it like I'm going to want to use a sword, because it does more damage. You know, but I don't see me doing that. I see me using a stick, you know, having a badass staff or something, and not using a bow at all.
That's the problem, then, is that some things are just generally better than others.
That
would be the problem.
It is a huge difference, because I look at my, I use a katana as my main weapon. A katana. But I'm looking at, like, a two-handed sword still has, like, 20 points of damage on me, and I refuse to use it. Because I don't see my character using that.
Is it slower?
I don't know. I haven't used it. I haven't used it. I imagine it's probably slower. I would think. I don't know. I guess I would imagine it's harder to swing. So yeah, I would guess. And didn't you hear those guys talking about it? Their game? When you were a weakling and as a kid, your guy would drag the axe and the two-handed sword behind him rather than carry it like a badass warrior. So I imagine, yeah, I mean, there's something that plays into it. You know what I mean? I'm sure it kind of steers you towards that. But also, you flat out cannot use some of the bigger weapons, unless you have some points in your strength. So if you were really going the mage route, you wouldn't have any points in strength.
Right.
You know, or at least not that many. You know, and so you have to have like a strength requirement of like a level 3 strength, I'd say, to use like a two-handed sword, or like a bigger sword anyway, like a long sword. You couldn't use without like a physique score of 3. You could not use it. So you really could kind of keep yourself to how it's generalized that a mage should play.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so nice to see such a free-form character development. You know, what they need to do is keep all that they have, work on the loading times a little bit, I guess, you know, throw in some more weapons, and then, like, twice as big, and they would have the game. It would be like Morrowind, but, like, not quite as drawn out, you know? I mean, it was just, oh, I don't know, Morrowind's a badass game. I can't say anything bad about that game except for that stupid sword, Fury. But, yeah. I don't know. I cannot get over how good Fable is. I would have to say, if I had to give it a rating, I would say that I would have to give it, like, I would pay and not feel one iota of guilt paying about $45 for this game. Now, I know that there's people that don't agree. They say, I want the game to last 500 hours, you know. Hey, I want that game too.
That's me.
You know, I want that game too, though. You know, those are fun. But for a game that does what this game does, and does it so much fun and so well, you can't knock it against something it's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's not supposed to be, you know, the Baldur's Gate 2 killer. You know, it's not supposed to be that. It's supposed to be a fun single-player RPG, and you know what? It does that. It does that really, really well. There is very little wrong with this game. I mean, the camera even, thank the good Lord that they were listening, that you can reverse the camera. Because the absolute first thing I noticed was the camera was backwards. And I was pissed. I pressed start, looked at the screen, the first thing I saw, da-da-da-da, invert axis. Yes! And it was the left-right, not up and down. You can do that too, though. I mean, you've got some control.
Which is good.
You know, very good. I'm so happy with it. I mean, it is
choices,
so much fun to play.
Choices, choices.
A buddy of mine at work. He's playing it. Like, three of the guys there are playing it, too. Three of the guys I work with, but I don't actually see them very much. anymore, but this one person in particular I've been seeing quite often lately. I don't know, it's just our schedules lined up. He's playing it too. So every day that we're working together, it's nothing but Fable talk all day. It's great. You know, we're helping customers, talking to them, and then somehow break off on a, you know, hey dude, did you get to the part where you're, you know, trying to save the village from the Wolverine attack, you know, and oh man, yeah, that thing kicked my ass so hard. And we're just talking about all this crazy stuff. Our boss has been there. Our boss has been there. And he's like, will you guys knock it off? Stop talking about this stupid game, you know? So finally, after 2.5 days of listening to us talk about this game, that he was just convinced was shit, right? He's like, all right, guys, I'm out of here. I'm off. You know, I guess it was the end of the third day. And we're still talking about it. You know, he's like, will you guys get some work done and just focus for a minute? We're working. We're just talking while we're working, you know? And he wanders off, and we're talking about, you know, our characters and whatnot and how we did some quests, because you can do them completely differently, you know, and that's one thing I'll touch on before we're done with Fable. Our boss comes back, and he's all, or he's kind of supervisor boss, whatever. He comes back, and he's holding Fable, and he goes, if this game sucks, you guys are paying for it. Bought it and left. So I actually haven't talked to him since then. I assume he's loving it, though, because it's a blast. It really is a whole lot of fun. But the last thing I wanted to talk about was the quests. How you have, like, this complete, however you want to take care of it, way to go about it. You know, somebody tells you their kid's missing, hey, stop bothering me, and you can kill them. You know? And the kid dies off in the dungeon or whatever. You know? If you want to take the quest and go rescue the kid, hey, fine. If you want to take the quest and go down there and kill the kid, that's all good. Oh, you can't kill the kids, though. So you can't
right,
do that.
No kids.
No kids. You can't kill kids. I forgot about that one. But, like, you have all different kinds of stuff you can do to things. One quest in particular was one where we were in this forest, and I was taking these two traders through the forest, right? I had to escort them. And we're in this, like, really evil, dark forest place. And this guy comes hobbling out of the forest, all scratched up and bloody and tore up, and they have what's basically like a werewolf, but they call them Valverines in this, right? It's basically it's a werewolf. And one of the traders said, we're not taking you with us. You know, the guy wanted my help, right? He's like, help me, help me. I can pay well. You know, I'm a trader. This is what I do. I got lots of money. I can help you. Well, one of the traders in my little group there said, you know, like one of the guys, it's not a group, you play by yourself. I'm just escorting this guy. You can tell him to follow you or stop where they're standing. And he was like, no, dude, we're not taking this guy with us. He's been infected, he's going to, you know, do something bad. And the other guy was like, no, it's our code as a traitor to help those in need. Right? So the first time, so I save my game, take the guy with me. I go through the forest, I get halfway through, and I find this little camp, I stop and play some blackjack. I lost my ass. I had 0 gold, so I killed the blackjack dealer. So you live in you work in a dangerous industry, see? People just want to kill you when they lose all their money. So I went about my way, you know, after my little, you know, detour. I didn't have to stop and screw with those guys. I just happened to stop and play some blackjack on the way and buy some shit and head out. And I get to, like, almost the end of the forest, and there's, like, this weird altar thing, and I walk up there, and the guy, and this is going to be a spoiler, so if you don't want to hear this, but it's not really, because you can play it through any way you want. The guy that was infected turned into one of these werewolf things and started attacking us. So I had to kill him. Now, I just so happened that I had saved my game and had, like, another save.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to my buddy that was playing. Happened to mention the story about my little trip to the forest. He goes, really? Because you know what I did? I went to the forest, took that guy with me, and oddly enough, went to the bandit camp, played blackjack, lost his money, and killed the blackjack dealer, too. I couldn't believe it. He went to the thing, he noticed that, like, I didn't quite realize that I was coming up to something that was like an altar or like an end thing. I didn't quite realize it. He said he noticed it. So he stopped the other two guys there. Walked out with the third guy, who then offered to pay his character if he sold him the traitors for food. And sold the guys and made money off of it while he watched them eat the other guys. Right? So then I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. You know, I mean, how neat was that? And then there was like, you could not take the guy. I mean, you could have done all kinds of stuff. It's just how you wanted to go through this game. You know, and that's what makes this game awesome. I am really, really impressed. Way more than I thought I would be. I'm seriously, like, this gets like...
It makes me want to go out and buy an Xbox.
It's you're going to check it out. When we're done, you got to see this shit and where I'm at, and I'll show you some stuff. Also, travel, you can teleport anywhere you want, which sounds like a bad thing. But you have to go there first, you know, or if it's like a major place, they can set you up with a teleport kind of thing there. If you have a quest all the way across the world, they're gonna let you teleport there, so you don't have to walk for like 8 hours. And it actually works out, I think, really well. Because a lot of times I don't feel like dicking around and wandering through 50 different zones to get where I'm supposed to go. You know. But sometimes I have to. And sometimes you don't. If it's a major teleport location, like there's a town nearby or whatever, you can just go there once you unlock that quest. And you get different quests by being more famous. They don't want some dirtbag hero to do it. They want somebody they've heard of doing it, you know?
Right.
God, it's just mind-blowing how much you're capable of getting away with in this game and doing. And the teleporting everything is cool. Because, you know, you go out there to save somebody and you get them killed. Hey, man, fuck walking back to town. You know, hey, fuck it. I'm not going to save this asshole. You know, you're on your own. You know, man, you suck. I'm teleporting back to you. And you're gone. Because they give you this little seal which lets you talk to the guild master guy and teleport to the guild and various places.
Right.
It's really cool. Graphics, outstanding. For an Xbox game, like a 9, 9.5. For a PC game today, like a 7.5.
Doom 3 kind of upped the...
Exactly. Up Doom 3 blew everything out of the water. Before that, against Unreal 2004, Fable would probably be like an 8, 8.5. So, I mean, the graphics are good for an Xbox game. I mean, you can only do so much with a modified GeForce 3.
Right.
You know, and they did probably all they could do. And it looks damn good, but it seems to me that there's some areas that could have used some touch-up. It's the style I probably have a problem with more than the graphics themselves.
Right.
The graphics look fine. The trees look amazing. The shadows cast for the trees. Incredible. It's the characters that don't look quite so perfect, I guess. It's not like the character models are bad. They just don't look as good as they don't look very human-y. Like, they got monster hands, dude. They're weird. Their hands are giant. But, I don't know, whatever. The game's fat. Go out and buy it. You will not be disappointed. You will not be. Unless you're looking for the 50-hour boring role-playing game with no character involvement at all. Final Fantasy. Now, the other thing I played, you know, I'm going to save that so I play it some more for next week. I got Guilty Gear X2, Reload, the Midnight Carnival for Xbox. I'm going to play it some more before we actually review it.
Yeah, we're running pretty.
We are. We would be over time if we were scheduled, but we're not this week. So we just to wrap it up, Star Wars Episode 4, 5, and 6 came out on DVD. So I know a lot of people are really excited. Some people are really upset. Because they changed some scenes in it, and if you hit the forums up, there's a thread, something about George Lucas and sucking cock. if you go to the forum and look for that thread title, you'll find the thread about Star Wars and the things they've changed and some stuff like that. So it's very interesting to read. There was a fourth disc with it with all kinds of extra crap on it. And I watched Soul Plane, which doesn't deserve a lengthy review. It's pretty funny, you know, but I'd say on our scale of $1 to $8, it's got to be like a 3. You know, like, it was definitely worth the $2 I paid to rent it, because, I mean, it had some funny moments in there. You know, and Snoop is in it. I mean, come on. And then that hot chick
is there. You can't go too wrong.
You really can't go too wrong with Snoop, first of all. And then it's got, like, it's got that really hot chick. I don't know what her name is.
The one with the face?
The one with the face, and she was in that other movie. Yeah. Her. Yeah, in the movie, if you're watching, it's the girl that's, like, supposed to be with, like, the main guy in the movie. It's her. That chick's pretty hot. I've seen her in other movies too. And it's just kind of funny. This guy gets stuck in a toilet seat on a plane, wins a settlement against the airlines for like $100 million, decides to open up his own airport, or his own airline, NWA. His name is Nathan Wright Airlines or something, right? NWA. And it's like the total ghetto airline, you know? It's like, it's kind of funny if you kind of like that humor. Like, if you like Friday, I don't see why you wouldn't enjoy this, at least somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do enjoy it. A lot of people are like, oh, okay. I won't like it because I didn't like Friday and I like that kind of humor. Fine. Don't watch the movie.
Right.
You know, but...
Then you obviously would know you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You probably didn't even cross your mind. You know, I just didn't think... It fell short in so many places. It just wasn't that good. They had Tom Arnold and his family are the only white people on the plane. And his wife falls at, like, just... She sees this magazine of this black guy and you can see, like, his huge wang through his pants. And so she's just like... in love with this guy on this magazine cover, and then finds him on the plane. Well, basically, Tom Arnold loses his wife to this guy, you know. It's kind of funny because she can't talk, her throat, you know, larynx damage after that. So funny. I don't know, there's a lot of little jokes, and of course Snoop is, you know, total drug addict, stoner guy, and he's the pilot, though. It's pretty good. They have, like, the gay steward dude, you know, like, who hangs out with the stewardesses, you know, and Then there's the father from Friday. Craig's dad.
Wait, he's like in everything.
Totally, right? He's in this, and he's this blind guy. So he's grabbing these chicks' asses and stuff. And he's like, ooh, this is a cushy seat. Maybe I'll sit here. This plane rules. It's pretty. There's some moments to it where I was laughing pretty good.
He's like the black character actor.
Totally, totally. And you know who else is in it? Is the guy who plays Damon in the other Friday. The other right. He's in it. He's in it. He's like security guard or something like that. And it's pretty funny. They have business class where it's like they're gambling and all this stuff, and they've got strippers and shit. That's business class. They have like low class, like the ghetto place, and they're eating like Popeye's chicken and stuff, right? So funny. And they're
40s and
they're passing out fucking Colt 45 and shit. It's so funny. And then there's like the high class place, which is all nice, and they got like filet mignon and shit. And then they have a club there. They have a club on the plane. It's like this dance club with a bar and all this shit. It's just kind of funny because it's like a different. I've never seen something like that before.
Right.
It was kind of funny. So, but it's not very good. It's not something I would run out and buy at all. Right. It's worth like $3. If you're way into that kind of stuff, maybe like $4. It's just not that good. But it was still entertaining. You know, it was very entertaining to me. Well, mostly entertaining. That about does it. Next week, it looks like we're going to have Guilty Gear X2 for a review and Star Wars Battlefront. Mm-hmm. This is out now, so if you can't wait, you know, till next week, you might just have to go rent it yourself. But we'll let you know next week what's going on. And don't forget, next week we're going to be on Rant Radio at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so adjust for your time schedule. Out.
I saw your mama wearing a rug, spending all of her quarters cold playing Dig Dug.
That's a pretty cold rhyme, but your mama plays Burger Time, eating up the pickles with a little squeeze of lime.
Defender, mind bender, return to sender. I might date your mama, but I don't know her gender.
How come I saw your mama's ugly face, sitting on a stool, playing Space Ace?
Your mama is whack, man, always playing Pac-Man. I tried to pick her up, and I threw out my back, man.
Isn't that your mama playing Terminator 2, with her liquid metal booty all oozing that goo?
Here goes your mama playing Afterburner, jiggling the joystick like it's a butter churner.
You better get your mama, man, she's playing pinball, begging for change with Shelley Duvall.
Your mommy gets none when she's playing Outrun. She's kind of like a steak because she's always getting done. Rare. Yeah, over there, she played elevator action and they made her take the stairs.
That's a clever endeavor, but watch me pull the lever. Your mama auditioned for Batman Forever. She's robbing, head bobbing, I left her there sobbing in a field of dreams. Completely corn cobbing, Kate Crusader, breathing like Darth Vader. Burt Reynolds from Gator still playing Space Invaders.
Your mom looks like McCartney, singing Hey Jude, tearing up with Keanu and playing bad dudes. Street Fighter, Knight Rider, David Hasselhoff, she gave me an exam and told me to cough. I saw her on her knees in your daddy's BB. DVDs, begging for smack in the back of Chuck E. Cheese.
Man, pick up your mama, she's making me sick. Sucking up crack like it's Nestle's Quick.
Aw, speaking of crack, your ma's in Little Rock. Hanging with Bill Clinton and New Kids on the Block. She gets more action in one night than Mata Hari. But dude, tell your mama to stop playing that Atari.
I must be the man cause I know your mama's Chico. She got all happy cause she bought a Coleco. Sitting in a basement playing River Raid. Taping old episodes of We Got It Made.
Your daddy's finger licking but your mama's shaking fake. Plus I heard she directed episodes of Give Me a Break. Trying to barter her garters for Nell Carter. I hear she met Bruce Willis and she made him die harder. She loved Hudson Hawk but she left him for another. Hitting Demi Moore with her head like Mario Brothers. Following me around like Barker follows Clive. She plays Operation Wolf and she watches Almost Live.